The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
We had not heard of CFP until this Sunday, and this was only from an email exchange between myself and Cory Doctorow, and he said, are you going to CFP? And I said, CFP? What's CFP? So I Googled CFP, and sure enough, it's a conference that was happening this year in Seattle, but it's apparently a conference that's been going on for the past 15 years. And we're going to take a few minutes out of Deborah Pierce's time to tell us a little bit more about what CFP is, what it's been, where it's going. You're this year's chair?
Chair. So CFP, Computers, Freedom, and Privacy, and it's often been described as the best conference you've never heard of. And you've never heard of it. Basically, it's you know, we all get together, and it's where law and technology and policy and art and intellectual property, all of those things, where they start colliding. And so we try and gather up all of the most knowledgeable, most entertaining people that we can find who can speak to those issues. And here we all are at this conference. So if you want to learn about privacy, if you want to learn about security, if you want to learn about values, how you infuse values into computer code, you'll find it here.
So every year the chair changes. Is this your first time?
This is my first and only time. The way it works is that there's a selection process, and then there's the chair is picked, and we serve for 1 year, and then the next year another person is selected, and they serve for a year, and so on and so forth. And then all of the chairs become part of the steering committee that become part of that selection process for the continuing year.
Seems like a pretty good group of people. Does attendance seem to wax and wane throughout the years, or does it stay steady?
It tends to wax and wane a little. There's a pretty set core of people who, I know personally speaking, I see them once a year and I see them here. And it doesn't matter where CFP is. CFP often changes location, so a lot of times it's on the West Coast. And it'll go from Seattle, San Francisco, usually San Francisco, to the East Coast, D.C. Sometimes we're lucky and we get to move to Canada and have it in, you know, Montreal or Toronto or something like that. So that's always very useful. But, you know, the attendance, depending on the location, depending on what's happening in the world, 2001 was a difficult year. People couldn't actually get to New York, where the conference was being held that year. So, you know, depending on world events.
So it was happening in New York.
Yeah, that was of April of that following. And so it was just very difficult just to plan the whole thing.
So I can only imagine the amount of information that came out the next year after that. And in fact, you had a session today about Hollywood in post 9/11 days. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to catch that one. I wanted to see it. Are any of these sessions being recorded?
So all of the plenary sessions, all of these main sessions that are in the main ballroom here, they are going to be streaming audio. So you should be able to hear all of those. The breakouts, it's remotely possible that the Hollywood Films one will be streamed. I'm just not completely sure. They picked, on each day, they picked one of the concurrent sessions that they would stream. And for some reason, I'm thinking that we picked the Hollywood Films to be the one for that day. But I just, without my notes in front of me, I can't tell you for sure.
So what kind of rights are attributed to the streams?
Basically, anything, if it's up on our website, on the CFP website, you can just go ahead and listen to it.
So this conference really changes every year. I mean, it reinvents itself almost.
Almost. It really, you know, it's partially a reflection of, you know, whatever the chair's interests are. So I'm a privacy person. So, you know, you're going to see a program heavy on privacy, although I tried not to make it so much that way. But also, you know, who's on the program committee? And, you know, we try and get a very balanced committee so that, you know, we get a balanced program. But, you know, sometimes we're better at it and sometimes we're not. So.
Well, you've been at it for 15 years, so it can't be that bad.
I haven't been, not me personally. The conference is going, you know, and over the years, I mean, I think it's been a pretty balanced program. I think we've managed to cover most of the main issues of the day.
So, speaking of day, what's your day job?
My day job is a nonprofit that I started called Privacy Activism. So Privacy Activism is focused on consumer privacy issues. And we focus on online privacy issues. So try to educate the public, and we try and do it in a more graphical way. So we create little video games about privacy, you know, and what you can do to protect your privacy. And we try and make them entertaining and not preachy and, you know, not filled with legalese. Even though I am a lawyer, I try to stay away from that. And hopefully, you know, we can reach a segment of the population that we wouldn't normally reach.
So are you based here in Seattle?
I'm actually based in Bellevue, Washington, and I spend half of my time in San Francisco. So I have two offices, and I float between them.
So what's a better city, Bellevue or San Francisco?
I mean, Seattle's great. Bellevue is Bellevue. But I really like Seattle, and I really like San Francisco. You know, they're two really great, fun cities, and I feel lucky to be able to be in both of them.
Why was Seattle chosen then? Was it because of your location, or was it just kind of generally, hey, this sounds like a great city?
There's, you know, a little bit of both. But there's a huge group here, you know, lots of civil liberties groups, lots of privacy people who are just not plugged into the CFP conference or some of the national organizations. And I'm fairly inclusive, and I like to get people to talk to each other. And so I thought since the chair gets to pick the location, I thought if I put it here, this could be inclusive of all the people who are here who might not know about CFP. And so, you know, I've done somewhat of a good job, I think, of getting everybody in. But, of course, you know, I didn't get everybody in. But it wasn't for lack of trying.
Totally understand. Believe me, as someone who puts on a conference as well every year, and I've only been at it for five, and Jake was involved, our producer, for three of those five, and we understand what kind of stresses go into putting on a conference.
Yes. it's very stressful, but it's also, you know, when things work, you know, it's a very gratifying feeling. It's like, oh, that came off in exactly the way that I wanted it to. And so, you know, you get this feeling of accomplishment. So, yeah, there's stress, but there's a lot of good points, too.
Seems to be quite a lengthy conference. It's, what, 4 days?
Well, the main conference is 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then there's a day previous on Tuesdays where we do tutorials. And we try and do that because, you know, new people come in every year, and they may not know exactly how do biometrics work. You know, what is biometrics? And so we try and have, you know, a three-hour session on here's the basics, here's what you need to know, you know, or what do I know about RFID? You know, sounds esoteric, maybe I better go learn about RFID before I sit in on a main panel, you know, and everybody's talking in jargon and I don't know the jargon. So, you know, we try and do that, and those are generally pretty helpful and well attended.
So your nonprofit is Privacy Advocates?
Privacy Activism.
Activism, sorry, and the URL, the website?
Is privacyactivism.org.
Fair enough. Well, Deborah, thanks again for your time.
Sure, thank you.
The Windows Media stream for the live broadcast of The Chris Perillo Show is provided by Limelight Networks. Listen to the live Chris Perillo Show in Windows Media Player. Download the latest version of the player for Mac and Windows users at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.